This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. A shadow government in Myanmar said Saturday it is seeking to reverse the February 1st coup that has joined forces with a rebel group to demolish, or quote, demolish junta rule. Myanmar has been in turmoil since the military overthrew Aung San Suu Kyi and her government and launched a brutal crackdown. A group of ousted lawmakers later set up a shadow national unity government seeking to bring anti-coup dissidents together with Myanmar's many ethnic rebel fighters to form a federal army to challenge the junta. The unity government said in a statement Saturday the rebel Chin National Front signed an agreement to, quote, demolish the dictatorship and to implement a federal democratic system in Myanmar. In recent years, its fighters have dwindled, so experts say it's more of a symbolic move, but does align the unity government with well-respected peace negotiators who represent the country's mainly Christian Chin minority. Several of Myanmar's rebel armed groups have condemned the military coup and the use of violence against unarmed civilians. The Democratic Republic of Congo's government said Saturday the eruption of a second volcano it had announced hours earlier was a false alarm, the scare coming a week after Mount Nyiragongo roared back to life, causing devastation and sparking a mass exodus. The eastern city of Goma has lived in fear since Nyiragongo's eruption, with rolling aftershocks and the evacuation of around 400,000 residents, turning attention towards a looming humanitarian crisis. The government had said a different volcano had a low-intensity eruption on Saturday morning, sending lava flowing into an uninhabited area. However, the communications ministry then issued another statement saying, false alarm. This is VOA News.